Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Tell me, have you heard about the Indie Author Revolution? Are you an author, or do you dream about writing a book? Would you like to learn how to self-publish and become a bestseller? Have you considered writing an e-book first before you write your hard copy? Tell me, would you like to hear about some really terrific success stories for people who are independent authors and starting out on their careers? Now, are you ready to get some great advice and get your own career started? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice about getting your book published. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in. Our call-in number is 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you have during our show today. I am pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com and will be there for the next 24 hours. I am honored to be a featured host, and we have over... And we have over 500,000 fabulous listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is an author, speaker, coach, editor, and a blogger. She is the vice president of Beavers Pond Press, an award-winning mentoring publisher that provides consulting, editing, book design, printing, e-book and marketing services for indie authors. She is also president and co-founder of Wise Inc., an online community dedicated to content creators. Her passion for writing and publishing has led her to help more than 300 authors publish their books, and her long career in book publishing. 300 authors, that's amazing. Her book, The Indie Author Revolution, will be released in the fall. She holds a bachelor's degree in English literature from Mary Baldwin College and a master's degree in publishing from George Washington University. In 2009, she was selected as an emerging writer by the Givens Foundation. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Dara Beavis. Hi, Dara. How are you today?
Great. Good morning, January. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you on the show. You know, I'm an indie author myself. My first two books were self-published, so I've been down that road.
Good for you.
I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. My third book then was done by a New York publisher, so I've done both aspects of getting your book published.
Oh, so you have both perspectives.
I do, but I'm more excited about what you're doing, because I have to tell you, I surely enjoy my self-publishing experience, and I think it's something that everyone who is interested in writing, I think it's something they need to experience. Don't you agree?
I do. I absolutely do. And January, I just have to tell you that one of your books, the title is one of the best titles I've ever come across, The 11th Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Wine. That is a fantastic title. How did that come about?
I was very lucky with that title, and that book went to number one at Amazon.com. So it is so important. I always tell new authors it's very, very important to get a killer, killer title. And then it's also very, very important to get a killer, killer cover page. Your front page is very important when you're doing a book.
Yes, it is.
Tell me, your book is titled The Indie Author Revolution. Tell us about the significance of choosing that title for your book.
Yeah, and, you know, I wanted just to let everybody know who's listening that the book is actually out and available right now. It's on Amazon, and it's in Barnes & Noble and at indie bookstores. And I came across the title because, you know, I've worked with authors my whole career, and I came out of a very traditional publishing background and kind of fell into indie publishing. And more and more, you know, as soon as I was working with indie authors, it connected with my passion in a way that working on the traditional side had not. And so many people were coming to my publishing firm, Beaver's Pond Press, and they were all people who I would never have expected to want to self-publish. They were doctors, they were lawyers, they were business owners, entrepreneurs. People with big ideas, and more and more I started to feel like this was a resolution because I was going online, I was following blogs, I started just to hear a lot of chatter, and almost every month you were seeing a New York Times article, a Huffington Post article, big names in publishing and in writing were starting to self-publish, you know, Jay Conrath, and then the Amanda Hawking success story came about, and I started to really feel like this is big. This is not just one small part of publishing anymore. This is a movement that authors are deciding to no longer wait, you know, months and months, sometimes years for a book deal.
Yes.
They are going to do this on their own, and they are going to invest money to do it right. And so that's kind of where the title was birthed from.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think that this current publishing climate is just an amazing time. And I think, you know, I think people who are starting out, they have never had a more opportune time than to get a book published. Don't you agree?
Oh, my gosh. This is the absolute best time to be an author. You can publish your book for you know, at a very affordable cost. You can do it in a very reasonable amount of time. You can, like never before, be in direct contact with your audience. If, you know, if you are somebody who scrapbooks and you want to write a book about scrapbooking, there are tons of blogs dedicated to scrapbooking. You could be on those blogs talking to people, and they're going to get to know you and want to buy your book. And that just wasn't the case 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. There's such a great opportunity for networking that's going on. I love the title of your book because it really and truly is a revolution that's taking place in the publishing world. And I think it's a very exciting time. You know, right now we're going to take a break and hear about your host. And when we come back, Dara, I'd like you to share your website information and tell everyone again how they can get your book. We'll be right back with Sarah Beavis.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Dara Vivas. It's so nice to have you on the show. Dara, could you share again your website information and tell everyone how they can get your book?
Absolutely. So if you'd like to talk with me about your book idea, I can do it via Skype or phone, or if you're in the Twin Cities, we can have a conversation over coffee. I love talking to people about their book ideas, and it's what I'm meant to do on this Earth, January, is to help anyone who has a book idea get it out there. So beaverspondpress.com is how you contact me if you'd like to talk about your book idea. If you'd like to buy the book, my book's website is indieauthorbook.com.
Wonderful.
Purchase it from there.
Now, when you talk about someone who wants to pursue publishing, give us some tips on where they should start and what are the first things that they should do.
The first thing they should do, if they've got just the idea and not the manuscript written, is to start writing. One of my favorite authors, her name is Beth Bednar, and her book is called Dead Air. Wonderful book. And her advice that she gives to authors, I'm going to steal it from her, and that is simply to write the damn book. that's advice to get going, is to write the damn book. Then, once that damn book is written, then you need to edit it. And then you need to definitely start with the marketing in mind before you go publish it. You know, really think about, you know, who the audience is. Does my book really speak to that audience? And then you want to find really good people who can connect with your book, who can help you produce it in the most high quality possible. You mentioned cover earlier. The cover is crucial. The editing is even more crucial because the worst thing you want is someone to read your book and find typos and grammar things and to not get what you intend from the book because it's just not well edited. And then so there are editors out there and book designers, and then you need to figure out the printing and distribution. And if all that sounds overwhelming, there are places to go that can help you with that stuff. And Beaver's Pond is one of those places. But now you have, you know, you've got CreateSpace out there that can do a lot of that with you, and lots of others as well.
Well, you know, I think it really, I think you're giving such great advice. And I think it really helps to, if you have the ability to have a little money to invest in this project, it really pays to hire a professional editor, and it also pays to hire a professional cover designer just to give your book that that look that it will need to make it out there. Don't you agree?
Oh, my gosh, I could not agree more. I'm screaming amen over here. you need, you know, I can tell you with my book, January, I had four different editors. I spent a year just revising. In every round of edits, I wanted to stab myself. It was just more and more and more.
Well, I think anyone who's successful knows exactly what you're talking about. It took 2 years to get my book done. And I can't even begin to count how many times it went through the editing process, and it would amaze me every time we'd find something that needed to be corrected or changed. It was almost a guarantee when you did an edit that you would find something. Now tell me, what are some of the challenges for young people or any age people who are starting out as indie authors? What do they have to go up against?
The biggest thing is distribution and marketing. You know, it is not easy to, you know, I say I wanted to stab myself when I was editing. You know, that actually wasn't the hardest part. The hardest part is now that the book is out and done and ready to, you know, find all those lovely people with book ideas, how to get my book to them. Once your book is out, you'll find that it is an ongoing, never-ending process to get your book out there. And it takes a while. You probably know that too, January. It takes a while. You've got to really be patient, and you know, you'll try 10 things and 2 things might work. The important thing is that as an author, it's challenging to get out there, but if you know that it takes time and that you just have to keep at it, that your book will get out there, it's a little easier. A lot of people expect for their book to, you know, rise to the top of Amazon right away, and they expect to be a New York Times bestseller in the first 3 months. It just doesn't work that way. You know, last year we saw 50 Shades of Grey become an international success. What people don't realize is that her book had been out 2 years almost before it became a hit. It took 2 years of word of mouth for it to become a success. So most books have an 18-month window before they really take hold and become known and saturate the market in the ways that the author wants. But most people think that it's right away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of independents don't, they really don't realize what the marketing involves when you're doing a book.
I think
you probably have a better idea of it. And it's one of the joys I have about doing this show is that it's fun to invite authors on my show, because this is a great opportunity to market your book, to do radio interviews.
It is. And thank you for this opportunity.
You know, as an independent author myself, I love doing this. I love helping others. You also have to do book signings. You have to do. You have to get out there and work the territory and really promote your book. Do you have a chapter in your book on marketing?
Mm-hmm. I actually have a whole section on marketing, because it's important. And
every
book is different.
I would say that's probably one of the most important things for anyone who is considering writing a book, is to get some marketing experience. You need to get some networking experience and connect with other authors on blogs. And it's just amazing now the opportunities that are out there. Isn't this just a terrific time to be doing this thing?
It just is it's just a remarkable time to do it. And, you know, we see people that, you know, we see authors who you maybe never have heard of, but they've sold 10,000 books, 20,000 books. We have a mother-daughter author duo, and they've sold 50,000 books. You know, and it's because they know who their audience is, they connect with who their audience is, and they get those books to those people that want it. It's possible. Mm-hmm. It's possible to self-publish and make some money doing it.
Yeah. And your book also discusses the e-book revolution. And what are your thoughts on e-books and the popularity of sites like Smashwords and BookBaby?
I tell a story in my book that, you know, about how I was very reluctant to jump on the e-book bandwagon. My husband had the audacity, January, to give me, for my birthday 2 years ago, Nook, which is an e-reader that you buy from Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
And I just, I, what are you doing? I'm in publishing. I need my printed books. What are you doing? And so he said, you can take it back. Here's a receipt. And I said, well, I'm going to read one book on it and see how it is, and then I'll take it back. And I read Pride and Prejudice, and the long and short of it is that I never looked back. I finished Pride and Prejudice in 2 days, and it changed my reading experience, and I'm a huge advocate for e-books. I think that indie authors who don't necessarily have the large investment to print 1,000 books or print a few hundred books, e-books are a good way to do it. It's affordable to do it. There are people who only read e-books now. If you're a fiction author, if you're a memoir author, e-books is a definite way to go. Even if you want printed books, you should have an e-book also, because there are some people these days who are only reading on their iPad, their Nook, their Kindle, on the computer. You just have to provide that access, or you're disenfranchising a large number of us.
And we're going to take a break and hear about an organization that I support. And when we come back, Dara, let's talk a little bit about the sites like Smashwords and BookBaby. We'll be right back with Dara Beavis.
Okay.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Dara Beavis. She is the author of The Indie Author Revolution, How to Publish Your Book with Panache. What a great title you have, too. Now, tell us a little bit your thoughts about Smashwords and BookBaby.
You know, I haven't used either service. Let me preface my comments with that. But I think that there, you know, the research I've done, and I'm a blogger, so I've blogged about Smashwords. I think that they're both really great services. You know, I have done the most research on Smashwords, and it looks like, you know, you can upload your book to their site for free, and then, of course, they take a little bit of your, sales to pay for their costs, which is fair. The only thing I would advise authors to think about with either service is to make sure that your book, your ebook, is available on all platforms. I think with Smashwords and BookBaby, there might be, and you'll have to do your own research to make sure this is right, but I think that they may not upload to Kindle. And so you have to go to Amazon and upload to Kindle separately through their KDP portion, the Kindle Direct Publishing service that they offer. And so, you know, I think those are both great services, but just make sure that your book is available on Kindle also, because I think more people have Kindles than they have the other e-readers.
Yeah. You know, it's been interesting. I've made more money off my books from the Kindle situation than I actually did with my publisher. So I highly recommend people to go that route. And now, in your opinion, what is the best tool available to writers who are considering indie publishing process?
That's a wonderful question. You know, right now I'm really loving blogs in general that are out there for authors. I think that you know, depending on what your book is about, you should really connect with bloggers, because they have direct access, they have followers, they are creating a readership around their topic, and if your topic is their topic, they can really get behind you and support you. And bloggers are wonderful for endorsing your book, they're wonderful for helping you promote the book, And they're just also great for networking purposes in general. Uh-huh. So I think bloggers are a really wonderful tool. You will see, I think, in 2013, bloggers become
impact,
more important.
Yeah, how do you view the impact of self-publishing on the industry as a whole? How do you think that's going?
You know, I think that in 2012 we saw indie publishing really tipped the publishing industry over. Random House, you know, I think bought Author Solutions, which is a huge self-publishing multi-million dollar business. I think that now it's no longer a stigma to self-publish. People just get it, that it's just here to stay and it's a part of publishing, and you just got to get over it if you have an issue with that. And so I think all that's great. I think that there should be more than one way to get your content out there, and indie publishing is just one way.
Yeah. You know, Dara, we have just a minute left. So what is the best single piece of advice for authors and those considering self-publishing that you can give us today?
I would say that if it's your passion to have your book published, do it. There's nothing to stop you. If it's money, do it as an ebook. If it's time, hire somebody to help you. Take a class. If you want to write a book and get it published, write the damn book and get it done. It's definitely possible, and you can have it out there and use it as a way to build revenue, to bring some money in. It's a wonderful tool to do that.
Yes, absolutely. That is such great advice, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your experience with my listeners today and encouraging them, as I do. I always encourage our potential authors.
Thank
out
you,
there,
January.
Sit down and start writing and get it done. You will never find a more opportune time to pursue your career. Dara, it's been great having you on the show, and I look forward to having you come back in the near future.
I would love that, January. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Wonderful. To our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch all of our interviews with our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We really love sharing our stories and secrets for success, just like we did with Dara today. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now for my chocolate quote of the day from Gina Hayes. Make a list of important things to do today. At the top of your list, put eat chocolate. Now you know you'll get at least one thing done today. So for now, dear listeners, stop whining and start smiling and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Dara Beavis. And be sure to go to her website, www.beavispondpress.com. You will enjoy it, and you will find so much wonderful information. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and to stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.